This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Three people were killed and six others injured when a Russian missile hit a five-story apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several floors of the building were destroyed in the strike, which occurred before dawn. The state emergency service said in an online statement that it had rescued 11 people so far. Zaporizhia is a large city that had a population of more than 700,000 before Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor just over a year ago. It is the administrative capital of the partially occupied Zaporizhia region, which is home to Europe's largest nuclear plant. Rescuers continued their search amid the mangled wrecks of two trains that collided in northern Greece, killing dozens of people. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
In Athens, riot police faced off with stone-throwing protesters outside the offices of Greece's rail operator, many furious over Greece's deadliest train crash. The night after the crash, one mother cried out in relief as she saw her daughter step off a bus that was carrying survivors from the crash. Now here she is, stepping down, my child, she cried. Greece's Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, visited the site and he promised to have answers. I have already asked for the formation of an independent committee of experts, which will fully investigate the causes of the accident. The train from Athens to Thessaloniki was carrying 350 passengers when it collided with a freight train. I'm Karen Chamas.
The British Navy said Thursday its forces seized Iranian anti-tank missiles and fins for ballistic missiles from a boat in the Gulf of Oman. It is the latest in a series of shipments intercepted by Western forces who say Iran has armed Yemen's Houthi rebels, a charge which Iran denies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced Russia's, quote, brutal war in Ukraine, end quote, as he listed instances of human rights abuses in the country, as well as in China, Afghanistan, Iran, and Syria, in a recorded address to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva.
In the 75 years since the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted, there has rarely been a time when delivering on its commitments has been more urgent, or more consequential, to international peace and security, to development, to human dignity.
Blinken said the U.S. remained gravely concerned about the ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity that China is committing against Muslim leaders and other members of minority groups and children. Foreign ministers of the Group of 20 convened Thursday in the Indian capital, New Delhi. Mr. Narendra Modi urged countries to work together even if they do not agree on some issues. The G20 meeting comes amid deepening geopolitical tensions sparked by the war in Ukraine. Analysts said the foreign ministers' meeting could see a replay of tensions that overshadowed a meeting of the group's finance ministers hosted by India last week. That meeting concluded without issuing a joint statement following objections by China and Russia to language that sought to condemn Moscow's aggression. South Korea is calling on North Korea to respond positively to Seoul's offer of reunions of families separated by the Korean War. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Unification Minister Kwon Yung-sei delivered the message at an event to celebrate the 54th anniversary of the founding of the ministry, stressing that there is not much time left for the surviving families. Almost 66% of the surviving family members were 80 years of age or older as of the end of last year, according to government data. Kwon publicly proposed talks with the North last September to discuss the issue of separated families. But so far, Pyongyang has not responded to Seoul's outreach for inter-Korean talks amid frosty relations following the no-deal summit between the North and the United States in Hanoi in early 2019. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engines full power and liftoff. A crew six. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA on Thursday, including the first person from the Arab world going up for an extended months-long stay. The Falcon rocket bolted from Kennedy Space Center shortly after midnight, illuminating the night sky as it headed up the East Coast. Nearly 80 spectators from the United Arab Emirates watched from the launch site. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.